Unit 3. Tape script 3.1. The Tale of Glooskap and the Baby.
Glooskap the warrior was very pleased with himself because he had fought and won so many battles. He boasted to a woman friend, "Nobody can beat me." "Really?" said the woman. "I know someone who can beat you. His name is Wasis." Glooskap had never heard of Wasis. He immediately wanted to meet him and fight him. So he was taken to the woman's village. The woman pointed to a baby who was sitting and sucking a piece of sugar on the floor of a teepee. "There," she said, "that is Wasis. He is little, but he is very strong." Glooskap laughed and went up to the baby. "I am Glooskap. Fight me!" he shouted. Little Wasis looked at him for a moment. Then he opened his mouth.
"Wah! Wah!"
he screamed. Glooskap had never heard such a terrible noise. He danced a war dance and sang some war songs. Wasis screamed louder.
"Wah! Wah! Wah!"
Glooskap covered his ears and ran out of the teepee. After he had run a few miles, he stopped and listened. The baby was still screaming. Glooskap the Fearless was terrified. He ran on and was never seen again in the woman's village.
Tape script 3.2.
Laughed, stopped, looked, danced. D. Covered, listened, opened, screamed. Id. Wanted, shouted, boasted, pointed.
Tape script 3.3. 1.
What was she doing at 7 o'clock yesterday morning?
She was packing her suitcase.
2.
What was she doing at 8 o'clock?
She was driving to the airport.
3.
What was she doing at 10 o'clock?
She was flying to Glasgow.
4.
What was she doing at 11:30?
She was having a meeting.
5.
What was she doing at 1:30 in the afternoon?
She was having lunch.
6.
What was she doing at 3 o'clock?
She was visiting Dotcom Enterprises.
7.
What was she doing at 6 o'clock?
She was writing a report on the plane.
8.
What was she doing at 8:30 in the evening?
She was putting the baby to bed.
9.
What was she doing at 10 o'clock?
She was relaxing and listening to music.
Tape script 3.4. 1.
I didn't laugh at his joke.
Why? Had you heard it before?
2.
Were you surprised by the ending of the film?
No. I'd read the book, so I already knew the story.
3.
I went to the airport, but I couldn't get on the plane.
Why? Had you left your passport at home?
4.
I was homesick the whole time I was living in France.
That's really sad. Had you never lived abroad before?
5.
The hotel where we stayed on holiday was awful.
That's a pity. Hadn't you stayed there before?
6.
I met my girlfriend's parents for the first time last Sunday.
Really? I thought you'd met them before.
7.
My grandfather had 2 sons from his first marriage.
Really? I didn't know he'd been married before.
Tape script 3.5. An amazing thing happened.
Hi, Wanda. Did you have a good holiday?
Oh, yeah, we had a great time. But I have to tell you, the most amazing thing happened.
Really?
What was that?
Well, Roy and I were at the beach near the hotel and we were swimming in the sea. It was our first day. And this huge wave came along and knocked my sunglasses into the water.
Why were you swimming in your sunglasses?
Oh, I don't know. I just left them on top of my head. I'd forgotten they were there. Anyway, they were gone. I couldn't find them anywhere.
Oh.
I was really upset. You know, Roy had given me those sunglasses for my birthday and they were really expensive.
I remember, nearly £100.
Yeah, anyway, I had to have sunglasses, so I bought a new pair. Just a cheap pair this time.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, I was lying on the beach sunbathing. Then suddenly, another huge wave.
You didn't lose another pair of sunglasses?
No, no, you'll never believe this. There was another huge wave. It completely covered me. I was so wet.
Are you sure this was a good holiday?
Yeah, but listen. When I looked down, there on the sand, right next to me, were my expensive sunglasses. The ones I had lost the day before. I couldn't believe my eyes.
You're joking. That is amazing.
Tape script 3.6. Books and films.
Hey, I just read a great book.
A book? Avony, we're impressed. What was it?
The Philosopher's Stone.
Isn't that a Harry Potter book?
Oh, well, yeah, but... No, come on, you guys, really. It was terrific. I was so amazed. J.K. Rowling's a really good writer. Lots of adults read her books. They're not just for kids.
Oh, sure, Vinny. You believe that if you want.
Come on, he's right. I mean, I've seen people reading Harry Potter on the Underground, and I've seen the video. My nephew has it. It's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I've just bought Captain Corelli's Mandolin on DVD.
Oh.
Has anyone read that
book? Oh, no, please. Not Captain Corelli's Mandolin. I could not read that book. Everybody said it was great. I could not read it.
Well, you have to skip the first 100 pages, and after that, it's great.
Oh,
hey, guys, call me old-fashioned, but I like to begin a book at the beginning.
Exactly. It is a great story, though. Especially when it, you know, moves to him and the girl on the Greek island.
Yeah, it's a fantastic love story, but so sad. Actually, I read it on holiday, on a beach on a Greek island, would you believe? And I just cried and cried. People kept asking me if I was okay.
Hey, didn't Nick Cage star in the film?
Yeah, with Penelope Cruz. Oh, she is so lovely.
Yeah, right. So, what is your favourite book then, Sue?
Oh, well... My all-time best is... Right, you'll never believe this. It's Dracula.
Huh?
Dracula?
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. I know everybody's heard of Dracula and seen Dracula films, but I bet not many people have read the book. It's by a man called Bram Stoker, and it's brilliant.
Yeah. Huh. Now, there are loads of Dracula films.
Mm.
I saw one not so long ago, actually, with Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah. I love horror movies. The scarier, the better. Mm.
Well, actually, I think Frankenstein's a much better horror movie. You feel really sorry for that poor monster.
Well, it's good, but not that good. I mean, that's only my opinion, of course.
Dracula is more scary. With huge teeth that he sinks into the necks of beautiful women.
Disgusting! Okay, Vinny, okay. So, what else do you read? I mean, other than Harry Potter, that is.
Hey, come on. I had to read Ernest Hemingway at school, and I quite enjoyed it. What was it called? Oh, yeah. The Sun Also Sets.
Rises. The Sun Also Rises.
Whatever.
No, I read it years ago. It's a great read, actually. It's all about Hemingway's travels through France and Spain, isn't it?
Yeah.
And his drinking.
Yeah, Hemingway drank a lot, didn't he? Well, we're going on holiday to Florida next month. Maybe we can hang out in the bars where he used to drink. And,
what, Hemingway lived in Florida?
You're the American.
Well,
yeah, in Key West. But we'll only visit some of the bars he went to.
Tape script 3.7. 1.
Did you like the film?
It was excellent. Have you seen it yet? It stars Julia Kershaw and Antonio Bellini.
2.
What did you think of the play?
It was really boring. I fell asleep during the first act.
3.
Did you like your pizzas?
They were delicious. John had tomato and mozzarella, and I had tuna and sweet corn.
4.
Do you like Malcolm Baker's novels?
I didn't like his first one, but I couldn't put his latest one down until the last page.
5.
What do you think of their children?
I think they spoil them. They always give them whatever they want.
6.
What was your holiday like?
It was a nice break, but the weather wasn't very good.
7.
What did you think of Sally Carter?
She's usually good, but I don't think she was right for this part.
8.
What was the match like?
It was really exciting, especially when David Stewart scored in the closing minutes.
Extra ideas. Units 1 to 3.
Song.
California Dreaming.
All the leaves are brown.
I pass along the way. Well, I got down on my knees.
Got down on my knees.
And I began to pray.
I began to pray.
You know the preacher likes to call.
Preacher likes to call.
He knows I'm gonna stay.
Knows I'm gonna stay.
California dreaming.
California dreaming. On such a winter's day.
I didn't tell her.